Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Merle Combs. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The right fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Schmies. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sid Hudson. And now, play ball. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schmies. Glynn reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Glynn moves to third. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and tags Glynn, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen moves to third. Doby moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Throneberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Glynn, and towards Avila, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. Tipton drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Goodman out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. Tipton drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gurnett out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a pop-up towards third. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson bunts towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second, with Combs covering, 4-1, and over to first, with Avila covering, for the double play. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tipton moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Tipton moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tipton scores. Mitchell moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Faye Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thornberry for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmies hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Glenn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schmies. Avila reaches second base with a double. Ray Scarborough now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Schmies settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to third. Tipton moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila scores. Tipton scores. Mitchell moves to third. Simpson moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Glenn bunts towards the mound. Scarborough fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willard Nixon pinch hits for Ray Scarborough. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lapon hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it and throws to second for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willard Nixon now pitching. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dobie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thronberry who is chasing the ball. Dobie reaches third base with a triple. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmies hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Schmies settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Thronberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies is 0-for-3 in the game. Schmies hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.